everybody. Welcome back for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure to be back.
Today, we're going to be looking at a whimsical little story called The Talking Raindrops.
Oh, I love this one. So imaginative.
It's from an untitled document that, somebody shared.
Right.
And our goal for today is to kind of just experience the story.
That's it. Just enjoy.
See what's fun about it, what's surprising, what we discover.
Yeah, look for those hidden gems.
So the story starts with a little girl named Ellie.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful spring day.
Nice.
And she's outside stomping in puddles.
Classic springtime fun.
And then as she's splashing about, she hears this tiny little voice.
Whoa, a talking puddle.
Well, not quite the puddle. Huh. It's actually three little raindrops.
Oh, even better. Talking raindrops.
Yeah, and they pop up and introduce themselves.
I'm a guess.
Dot, Drip, and Splish.
I knew it. Those names are perfect.
Right. And Splish is wearing goggles.
Goggles. That's hilarious.
He is the wild one.
I bet he has some stories to tell.
He does. So Ellie's naturally very surprised that these raindrops can talk.
Of course, who wouldn't be?
And they say, well, of course we can talk. We're water and we've seen everything.
That's true. Water gets around.
It really does. So Drip starts to tell Ellie about all the amazing places they've been.
Oceans, rivers, lakes.
All of that. They've been in giant oceans, fluffy clouds, even in bathtubs and lemonade.
Wow, that's quite a journey.
Then Splish jumps in, and he's very excited to share his experience in the Great Spaghetti Flood of Italy.
The Spaghetti Flood. That's a new one.
Ellie's very curious now about why they're in her puddle.
A good question. What brings them to this particular puddle?
Well, first of all, they say they're there to help her garden grow.
Ah, right. That's what rain does. Nourishes the plants.
Exactly. But even more important than that, they're getting ready for the annual spring puddle party.
Wait, a puddle party? Now I'm really intrigued.
It sounds amazing. They've got bubble hopscotch planned, worm races.
Worm races. I've never seen one of those before.
And Splish has his big event, which is called the Cannon Splash.
Ha ha ha. He does love to make a splash.
And then Drip, who seems to be the smart one of the group, draws a picture in the mud for Ellie to explain how the water cycle works.
Oh, that's a great way to learn.
He shows her how raindrops go up into the clouds, come down as rain.
Then they soak into the ground or flow into rivers and streams.
Right, and then they evaporate and go back up to the sky to start the whole cycle again.
The circle of life for a raindrop.
Exactly, and Ellie realizes that these raindrops are kind of like tiny superheroes because they help everything grow and they travel everywhere.
That's a really nice way to think about them.
Isn't it? But as the sun starts to come out, their puddle starts to disappear.
Oh no, is the party over?
It's time for the raindrops to go.
Oh, that's sad.
They say they have to evaporate and catch a ride on some new clouds.
Ah, back to work for these tiny superheroes.
They promise Ellie that they'll be back, though.
That's good. Maybe she'll see them again.
Maybe in the next rainstorm, or even in her bathtub.
Oh.
Splish even suggests with the big splorp that they might end up in her breakfast cereal.
Uh-huh. Oh, Splish.
Ellie is so happy to have met them, and she declares it the best spring day ever.
It sounds like a pretty magical day.
It does. And you know what? This story really does a good job of showing how something as simple as rain can be full of wonder and imagination if we just open our minds to it.
I completely agree.
So the next time it rains, take a moment to think about where those raindrops have been and what kind of adventures they might have had before landing near you.
That's a great idea.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
Until next time.
Bye, everyone.